Agenda item number six here, Mr. Kenneth Campbell, and this is a project proposal in Chesapeake. Mrs. Peabody, welcome.
Okay, so we're going to start in the city of Chesapeake. For this particular project, you will be acting as the Wetlands Board. As you know, the city of Chesapeake has received the Wetlands Ordinance. Mr. Kenny Campbell requests authorization to construct 52 linear feet of riprap marsh sill and backfill with sand to support the planting of wetland vegetation at 3904 Parkway Road in the city of Chesapeake. This actually does require a VMRC tidal wetlands permit. Project takes place on the western branch Elizabeth River, just south of Chesapeake Square Mall. And it is on a private property. Currently, the private property has no hardened shoreline. It's protected by a nice fringe marsh. And the applicant is proposing to protect his marsh as well as enhance his marsh. So you can see here we have a survey. The applicant is proposing to put a marsh toe sill, which is a triangular rock structure that will go channelward of his marsh. The intent is to protect it from wave action as well as any boating action that may go down his canal here. So you can see that here. There is a tricky property line situation on this property. The city of Chesapeake has a Parkway Road that goes to about here, and then the right-of-way extends into the trees and into the wetlands. The applicant would like to plant marsh, so backfill with sand and plant marsh on city property. He does not have authorization to do so yet, but is working with the city to get authorization to enhance their wetland. However, the sill will all take place on his private property, which is here. And I will address that in my staff recommendations at the end. So very quickly, just so you can see a little bit of the shoreline, again, he has a nice fringe tidal marsh. He intends to place a riprap sill just channelward of the marsh existing here. And again, the intent of that is to protect what's there. So this is on the right side of the pier that you saw in the picture. On the left side of the pier, the fringe marsh is a little smaller, so he plans to go channelward, place that sill channelward of the marsh, fill in some sand, and place more vegetation there. And here you can see where he is experiencing the most erosion. Unfortunately, the erosion is a result of runway off of that, or stormwater runoff off of the road, and is going through the city right-of-way, so the erosion is actually taking place on city property. So his goal is to place his sill here, which is on his property, backfill, and plant some marsh back here. The construction of the sill with backfill and planting will result in the conversion of 274 square feet of mudflat to intertidal riprap sill. The project will also result in a net gain of approximately 215 square feet of new vegetated wetlands in his private property. No compensation is deemed necessary based on the VMRC's wetlands mitigation and compensation policy. So therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1302 of the Code of Virginia and our wetlands mitigation and compensation policy, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, conditioned upon receiving authorization from the city for any work conducted within the city right-of-way. If he does not get authorization, he will not get from the city, he would not get authorization from us to do any work within their property.
Questions from the commission?
Do you expect that to be problematic approval from the city?
They have been working closely. It's finding the right person and the right application to fill out. So hopefully it won't be a lengthy process, but they're not sure yet if they're actually going to get the authorization.
Other questions from the commission?
I got one.
Mr. Zedra.
You were talking about this water runoff. I imagine it's a neighborhood there, and what you're saying is there's a substantial amount of water runoff from that neighborhood that causes an erosion problem on the city. Well, has there been any discussion about how to, what I'm concerned about is you're going to build that up, you're going to make the water back up, and then flood the street in the where the houses are. Has there been any discussion as to how to resolve that, like put maybe a drain pipe in there or something like that?
Sure. And again, because it's the city's property, it's very difficult for the homeowner to do anything about. We have discussed, I think a less of the issue is the marsh making it flood more, but trying to slow that stormwater off, slow it down from the road so that nature has its chance to slow that water down, clean it, and then get it back into the waterway. So, again, it's outside of our jurisdiction, but I have worked with the homeowner for working with some of the local plant societies so that he can plant some of those vegetation that will help with that. But again, it's on city property, so even doing planting and things of that sort on their property, he would need authorization from them to do so.
Other questions from the commission? Mrs. Everett?
That necessarily doesn't need to be a condition of the permit, but there is a lot of information and systems to help with filtering of that water and also
right.
slowing for stormwater. So lots more information, I think, that we could provide the city and or the landowner to help with that upstream. I think that would be a wonderful addition to this permitting process.
Absolutely. And the Elizabeth River Project works in this area.
Yeah,
so I've given them their information as well to help with buffer plantings.
And they have financial assistance. Okay.
Absolutely.
Other questions from the commission?
One last question, sir.
Ms. Everett.
Is this technically a living shoreline, or does it meet the definition?
Yeah, it is a living shoreline. It's introducing more tidal wetlands. It's not removing the connectivity from the upland to the wetland, so I would say this is a living shoreline project.
Any other questions from the commission? Is the applicant present or represented?
They weren't able to make it today.
Okay. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Recommend approval of the project.
Mrs. Everett?
Recommend approval of the project as proposed.
All right, so motion by Mrs. Everett here to approve the project as recommended by staff. Second by Mr. France. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.